Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, August 22nd. The grains closed sharply lower, with December corn down 7.5 cents, closing at 366 and three quarters. November beans down 15 and three quarter cents, closing at 870 and a quarter. And December wheat down 2.5 cents, closing at 545 and a quarter. Beans and corn were pressured by the good weather that we're seeing out here, plus the crop tour showing bigger than expected yields. They're heading into Iowa and Illinois, which should show big yields as well. Haven't seen any flash traffic about their early indications, but obviously either somebody got the word that it's pretty bearish, or we just expect it to be bearish. So down we went. Corn made a pretty lousy close here tonight, under 370. Beans weren't a whole lot better, closing right on their lows. So, you know, I think, like I've been saying, the path of least resistance is lower until we see a Chinese-American trade agreement. There was nothing that came out of the meeting apparently today. We'll see what they say tomorrow. My guess is, at best, they're going to say that there's another meeting scheduled for November to try to work things out. I think it's a lot of talk. I think today, by the end of the day, is when they're supposed to put the rest of the tariffs on, both the Americans and the Chinese. We'll see if that happens. But without a Chinese-American agreement, these markets are moving lower, in my opinion. Too much grain. People don't want to be too short because of these potential announcements. So, you know, when it's all said and done, again, the path of least resistance is lower. The wheat market tried to rally on news that Argentina was suffering from some frost, and it actually got into Brazil a little bit too. But by the end of the day, the corn and beans dragged the wheat down about 7 cents off its highs. So nothing really positive out here. The dollar's down 8 ticks right now, trading just above 95 cents. The Fed came out and said they'll expect another interest rate hike soon. They weren't specific on it, but all in all, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. So we need to see a good export numbers tomorrow, but looking at what we saw during the week, we didn't see any real export news here that would expect it to be anything other than what we've seen. Probably about 1.2 million on the corn, maybe 600,000-700,000 optimistically on the beans, and the wheat maybe 400,000, somewhere in those ranges. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.